Broadcasting live from beautiful Silicon Valley, California, it's time for Lunch with Ricky in the Morning! And here's your host, Ricky!
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Lunch with Ricky in the Morning. I got Anu cracking up because I'm wearing a t-shirt from 1996.
Hold on.
No, don't put this
up. No, I need to.
Anu's taking a picture.
No,
don't
gotta,
put it up.
Dude, our listeners.
Don't put it up.
Fine.
I was wearing a sweatshirt. Man. It's hot in the studio.
Woo. Actually, it's just me.
Oh. When I was leaving home, Mom was like, you're going to be hot wearing that sweatshirt. And then underneath, I got this little 1996. Hey, to be fair, what does it read? Proud to be Indian.
I read the Just Do It part. It looks like a ripped off Nike shirt.
Yeah, it's an old Nike anyway.
It's a Mela shirt, isn't it?
From the Independence Day.
Oh, man. We haven't been to one of those in so long.
In ages. And we'll go this year.
Okay, we will.
Check it out. So, you know, the country's in war right now and there's unemployment's up. What's the Senate debating right now? Credit cards versus debit cards. Did you know this? I was reading hearing it on the news this morning. I'm like, oh, good Lord, this is what we're talking about in the morning. But they're arguing the debit fees versus credit cards. But it did get me thinking. Do you use? I'm everything's on credit card for me.
For the most part, unless there's a few places where they prefer to use debit. Like I think it's like Costco and some gas station where you got to use debit. So I mean, you can't escape it. But hey, it's electronic payment.
And that's
anyways.
Exactly what's being argued. I don't know the full details, but a lot of people we want to start using. Costco's a great example. You can't use credit cards unless it's like
an Amex. Or
Amex
something.
Or Discover, but they want to lower the fees. But anyway, I find it interesting, and I was like, what do I use? And don't carry cash. Don't carry cash.
Because if I have cash, I spend it. That's my problem.
Exactly, right? No, yeah. Exactly. And then credit card going online, it shows me what I've spent it on, which is still equally. Devastating. Anyway, welcome to Lunch with Ricky in the Morning. I hope everyone's doing well, safe and sound on this, where now the sun is coming up a little bit on this beautiful June 8th morning.
This is weird weather, dude.
We say that every week, but it doesn't change. It doesn't change. And maybe it's a Wednesday thing.
Maybe we'll have an Indian summer here.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah.
Well, I mean, minus like all the humidity and the monsoons. But, the heat.
Tomorrow.
I'll take the heat.
It's supposed to get warm tomorrow. A lot of emails throughout the course of the week. We want to thank you as we wrapped up the series, Deconstructing the South Asian, which we analyzed every angle of what it means to be a South Asian, and a bunch of emails during the week. And again, we want to thank you for that. It was a good conversation. Good stuff came out of it. So want to thank you again. And on the heels of that, a couple of people emailed us some email topics, which were great. One said, I think this was from Neha. Neha writes, great topic. I'm curious why so many South Asians here don't go back to India and settle down. They've come here. They've made their money. Why don't they go back? Can you make that a topic? And we put it in the vault. We put it in the vault of topics to discuss.
That's
but
a good one.
It's an interesting one, right?
We have to give that some thought.
Yeah. And that, I mean, it's in the vault. And I think we'll get to it in a bit. But her points were, look, there's equal economic, if not more, potential out there. So why stay here? Why stay here? If you're here long onto your roots anyway, then why not go back? I thought that was interesting. Another fun email, which I have to read. Rana writes, question for you. I listen to a lot of shows on 1170 AM. Good. Keep listening.
Awesome.
But how do you guys know the callers beforehand? Because a lot of shows don't do that. Just take callers live on air. And it was a funny email, and I appreciate it, Rana, and it was actual genuine curiosity on your part. We have a little bit of different setup here. It's a studio within a studio, I like to call it, and it's courtesy of my producer here, DJ Anu. We've got two monitors running that enable us to go ahead and my philosophy when we first started this was, look, this is a conversation, right? This is you, and if you've taken the time to call us in, I appreciate that. And the least we can do is before we start talking, I can ask your name. Unfortunately, I can't always do it on air because it maybe halts the momentum. So we do it off air. So Anu, with his seven hands, not only producing the show, and what does it mean to produce a show? Well, making sure we're all the ads are in and they're running, making sure the mics work and all that. Taking your callers. We had a call screener before. He had to go back to school, so Anu had another thing to do. But yeah, so before you guys come on air, we prompt you guys, making sure that we know your name and you don't say anything too silly. But that's how we know the names. And for me, it's great, and I have a monitor in front of me that enables me to see who's calling. And it's a little subtle detail that other shows do, and I appreciated that. And if I'm calling, I like to have my name read, and so that's why we do that. So thank you for that question, Rana. And I didn't mean to go on that tangent, but when I read it, it was very cute, and I had to read it on air. Someone writes, I read your blog. This is Sean. I read your blog, and you wrote about Baba Ricky Dave. Sorry, Baba Ramdev this last time.
Stop talking about yourself.
And do you really care about these issues that much? And that was the feedback of my last blog was, and it's a free plug to myself. Check it out, lunchwithricky.com/blog. And I wrote about, I don't want to get too much into it this time, but Baba Ramdev and the protests that are being held in Delhi and the reaction that the government had. Yeah, absolutely. I was interested in it. I thought it was, for me, I thought it should get more press. I'm surprised the U.S. did not cover it here in local media outlets, because for me, it was a very big deal when the local, the owner and the self-proclaimed claimer of the largest democracy in the world is somehow intervening in what seemingly are peaceful protests. I don't agree with the cause necessarily. Baba Ramdev, as I just even slipped here, Baba Ricky, we have a character that mocks him. So everyone knows, if you listen to the show a little bit, what my views on him are. But hey, what he was doing technically wasn't wrong. And so when I saw that, and I was watching with my parents on a Saturday night, please don't comment on my social life. And I was floored. Oh my God, this is actually happening. And tear gas. And anyway, check it out on the blog. I don't want to get too much into it right now.
You know,
but
I'm glad you wrote about that, because I mean I was aware of some of that, but good that you put it in perspective for me. I mean, it's interesting be seeing both sides of it, and, you know, from our end.
And again, I didn't expect everyone or anyone to care for that matter, but I did, and I thought maybe some other people will also. You know, and if you didn't know about it, I appreciate that. Thank you. That's why I write these things. Make sure I write them more, huh? I like writing.
You know, I try pushing on you.
You do.
I do.
All right, let's get to today, huh? June 8th topic.
Yes.
It's a hot one. It's a hot one, and I hope you have your thinking caps on. This is a topic that it's been in this vault of ours for quite some time. I've been holding in reserve because I wanted to ensure as a host, I was ready to talk about it, and B, the audience was ready for it. So that's why we kicked off this series a month ago. And it's a credit to you, the listener. You get what we're trying to do here on the show, and you're willing to talk about serious topics, which perhaps other programs or other outlets don't do. So I appreciate that. So here's one for you, and it's very passionate to me. Elderly care. Now, what do I mean by that? You know, it's funny. It's you see, and I kicked it off last week, and I put it on the Facebook as well. You see so many other communities, other ethnic communities. You see the prevalence and the emergence of assisted living communities, where you'll see elderly citizens, retired citizens, some even older, they start moving to some of these communities in the interests of them having things to do, better care. And I think it's great. I mean, we drive one by to the studio every week. We see one, and I always marvel at it. You know, that's great. But you don't see it so much in the South Asian community. Why is that? It's often taboo for a son or a daughter to go put their parents in one of these things in our community. Let's not deny that. Oh, my God, what are people going to say? Oh, my God, he doesn't care about his parents. He doesn't care about her parents. She doesn't care. But wait a minute. Now, I want to get into more why that is. In the South Asian culture, if you take a look in India and other countries, you don't see these communities, so maybe it's not ingrained in our culture. But should it be? I want to get this on the other end. My question for you today, and please, let's have a good conversation about this. As your parents grow older, simple question for you. Will they be living with you? Perhaps they already are, and if they are, I'd love to hear why and what you're doing about it. I don't expect everyone to say yes. In fact, I hope everyone does not say yes. So I want to have a healthy discussion and debate on this. 1-855-772-8278. 1-855-772-8278. You can find us on Facebook. Drop us a message. We have a poll on Facebook. Facebook.com/lunchwithricky. Will your parents be living with you? Yes or no? 1-855-772-8278. Will your parents be living with you as they grow older? Best answer. We got a couple of gift prizes to give away. We got to incentivize you guys. We'll be back after this.
Having lunch with Ricky in the morning. Join us at facebook.com/lunchwithricky.
Of a career in cloud and mobile platform like Salesforce.com or Google as an administrator, analyst, or a developer? Then you need to join Cloudalyze, a consulting firm in these emerging technologies. They assist you for your upcoming cloud computing career. To help you succeed, Cloudalyze will provide you with extensive training, certification exam assistance, resume and interview preparation, and hold your hand through your first client project. For more information, visit Cloudalyze.com or call Neeta at 408-800-2610, 408-800-2610.
As a mom, you tend to sacrifice some things you want to do for yourself. But I was always really self-conscious about my teeth, and so I finally decided to do something for myself and got Invisalign. Invisalign was amazing. The aligners were clear and comfortable, and hardly anyone knew I had them in.
If you're not happy with your smile, do something for yourself. Visit PannuDental.com and schedule your free consultation. With experience of more than 1,000 Invisalign cases, Dr. Pannu can help you achieve the picture-perfect smile. 4 locations, San Jose, Dublin, Fremont, and Cupertino. Call now, 1-800-360-9250. 1-800-360-9250.
Are your parents or relatives coming to America? Are you looking for affordable and reliable insurance coverage for them? Then just log on to visitorscoverage.com and buy the best policy within 5 minutes. No medical examination, no paperwork, no hassles. Go online at visitorscoverage.com and get an instant ID card. It's that simple. Remember, for visiting parents insurance, the name you can trust is Visitors Coverage.
उसल पाव हो तो ऐसा वावा और मक्की की रोटी और सरसों का साग भी लाजवाब है।
चाट भवन।
हाँ हाँ, उंगलियाँ चाटते रह जाओगे।
अब और क्या कहना? ये तो चाट का भवन है।
Chaat Bhavan.
Located at 5355 Maori Avenue in Fremont.
They also do on-site catering.
Visit chaatbhavan.com or call them on 510-795-1100.
Tune in to the exciting Think Wellness Show by Spa Dhara every Monday between 11 a.m. to 12 p.m.
Aap sun rahe hain Radio Fundue. For advertising, call us at 408-476-6118. 408-476-6118.
Mom, I want to go to science, tennis, and chess camp.
But Mom, I want to go to Bollywood dance, ice skating, and Hindi music.
Okay, both of you, let's get you signed up at Little Champs.
Little Champs offers a wide variety of camps. They also have a wonderful after-school program with pickup facility located in Cupertino. Visit them at www.little-champs.net or call them at 408-216-9346, 408-216-9346, or attend their open house on Saturday, June 4th between 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Mehta Entertainment in association with Naheem Waheb of Cal Coast Financial and Arif Sheikh presents national award-winning singer Sonu Nigam Live. Sonu Nigam Live in concert June 18th, Saturday, 8 p.m. onwards at San Jose State University Event Center. Tickets starting from $49, $59, and $69. VIP and VVIP also available. For booking and sponsorship, call 925-301-6262. 925-301-6262 or log on to www.mehtaentertainment.com.
Now back to Lunch with Ricky in the Morning. Brought to you by Ricky. This is brought to you by Praveen and Neeraj.
My parents will free shout out.
Welcome back, Lunch with Ricky in the Morning. We got a hot, hot topic here as we switch gears here. Lines were lit immediately. The question I have to the audience is, it's too very simple. Will your parents be living with you as they grow older? 1-855-772-8278. 1-855-772-8278. Go check out a poll on our Facebook as well. Facebook.com/lunchwithricky. And there's both sides of this coin. And as you're calling in, as you're going to give your views. If you're listening and want to chime in, drop me an email also, ricky@radiofundu.com. It's not always a yes. It's not always a no. There's clear sides to both. Yes, you want to preserve your culture, and it's a responsibility almost you have to your parents and the older generation. But wait a minute. What if they want some space? What if they want some, I don't know. All right, let's go to lines. Let's go to Berkeley in Deepa. Is that right? Deepa, Berkeley, how are you? Welcome to Lunch with Ricky in the Morning.
Hi, Ricky. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
So, all right. So, give me your views on this.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to give you some background. I actually worked as a volunteer in an old folks' home.
Oh, wonderful. I was hoping someone would talk to me.
You know, it was a very eye-opening experience. And all I can say is maybe it was a particular one. Maybe I'm biased. I don't know. But parents, older people, they're just left there. They're living in isolation. They're living in depression. Every day, every room I went to speak to people, they would say, when is my son coming to visit me?
Mm-hmm.
When are my kids coming? When are my grandkids coming?
No,
I'm trying to ask people who've left their parents in these homes, are you trying to mimic the home environment in a hospital environment?
Yeah, and that's a very good point, Deepa. And I was hoping someone would call in from either an organization or as you're like a home there where you see elderly citizens. That's a really good point. Are you trying to? Because at the end of the day, it's not. But let me ask you one question when it comes to this isolation and whether they're kind of left to fend for themselves. Who's saying that just because they live at home, they may not get treated this way, the same way, right? Because and that's my only counter to that, because I see everything you're saying. But then the same
true.
Kid.
No, I agree. I completely agree. The same kid could treat their parents like crap even at home.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something to be said about living at home. You're at home. You feel protected. You feel like you're not in confinement.
Sure.
I don't know how to explain it. But
no, and that, and
in a hospital versus
I think point noted, Deepa. Point yeah. noted. And so. Thank you so much for the call. Great point, Deepa. Kickstart the conversation. At the end of the day, our parents, grandparents, when they go to these homes, perhaps they're left in just isolation, and they're not treated properly. I don't know enough about the system. I don't know enough about elderly care. I'll be honest. I'm coming and having this conversation coming more from a morality or social perspective. I don't know the logistics. In high school, I used to volunteer at a senior citizen home. And yeah, you'd feel for them because some of them had already were deep in their ages, and they were in whatever, Alzheimer's, and they had some sort of disease. And so they were living in this, I remember, this is in Campbell, and she thought that she's in Vegas, and she'd be like, you know, right upstairs are all the casinos. I'm like, oh my goodness, Mary, no, they're not. But I didn't have the heart to tell her that because that's the excitement she was living in. And I felt for her. And but again, it's a different world they live in. And would you want to put your parents in that? Let's go back to the lines. Let's go to Belmont and Sham. Sham, welcome to Lunch with Ricky in the morning.
Hey, Ricky, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good.
So tell me, what we've got a good topic here going. What are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, the topic is good. It's hot, as you said, and it's also slightly sentimental or whatever.
Sure.
Actually, this the reason I called in is because this time when I went to India, I actually checked out a couple of old age homes, as mm-hmm. they call it, mm-hmm. in India.
Yeah.
And the reason being is that my parents are in India and I'm out here and they don't want to come here and stay permanently out here, and hence the reason. Mm-hmm. So my choices are either I go back to India or
yes.
they have to fend for themselves.
Yes.
Now, a couple of things. A is, this is the way at least I see it, to be pragmatic enough. I see that there's a lot of guilt inside me that I can't do too much for my parents or, for that matter, staying so far away. And hence I thought, okay, my parents are saying, okay, old age home, let me go check a few out. At least the ones that I saw in West Bengal, where my parents stay, I didn't find them in a very great shape, infrastructure-wise.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you can put a lot of money, you are
sure.
not guaranteed the kind of infrastructure that you would like to have for your parents.
So Sham, let me ask you. You know, I got to be a little quick today because we have so many calls here.
Okay.
How are you handling this decision? If you don't mind sharing.
This is the dilemma I have, and this is what I plan to do in the next 3 to 4 years when I know that my parents wouldn't have a choice but for to have some kind of elderly health care, or I go stay with them or something like that. I need to make my decision by then. So
mm-hmm.
I have given myself 3 or 4 years' time.
Okay.
And the way I'm looking at it right now, I think the inclination is for me to go back.
How does, let me ask you this, and are you married?
Yes.
How does your wife feel about this?
She's absolutely fine. She's actually very thrilled that if I tell her, I'll go back.
You go back.
Yeah. So she'll say, wow, that's nice, let's go.
Because, you know, and the reason I ask this is because at the end of the day, as much as they're your parents, you're in a relate, you're in a marriage, and there's other components of your family who all have to, you know, be okay with this. It's one thing you living your parents, but then if you're living with three other people, guess what? Everyone's got to be in union. Everyone's got to be in harmony. Otherwise, man, that's going to be stress for you, right, Sean?
Actually, the fact that you're saying it, it's actually slightly less than what it really is.
Mm-hmm.
The person who is the most affected out here should be considered first, meaning in my family. Let's say me, my wife, my kid. So in this particular culture, in this particular system in the U.S., we are saying, who's the one who's benefiting the most? Who's the one who's losing out the most?
Yeah.
And we need to give the person who's benefiting the most some more choices and some more opportunities to see if we can do a lot better out here. And that's one of the reasons why we keep on sticking around out here.
Sure.
And don't go back.
No, and I get that, Shaman. And thank you for the call. Absolutely. You're torn. Career versus taking care of your parents. Now, of course, both can exist and both should exist. I by no means am I saying it's an either or. But in Sham's situation, which was very honest, and I appreciate you, Sham, for sharing that. And what do you do? And you're right. Maybe I'm over dramatizing it, like in harmony. And my knowledge is based on Bhagavan, what I saw with how Amitabh and Hema Malini were treated. But it's a movie that I joke, but it stuck to a lot of. I know my parents, they always watch and have a look in their eye. That better not be you. That better not be you. That it's fair. And again, thank you for that, Shaman. I appreciate everyone calling and giving their honest perspective, because only then will we actually have a real conversation. You guys are great. Keep it coming. Let's keep the lines going, huh, Anu?
Yeah, let's do this.
You said one thing, which was, and you were mouthing it to me as Sean was talking about the two things you said, and you know, was they have infrastructure in India. I was a little surprised by
Well, no, I didn't know they had
that's what I meant.
Homestead. Yeah.
I didn't know that either. I didn't see too many of them. So when he said that, that's good. I think that's huge. And the other one is, what was the other one you were saying?
Oh, the thing is, you know, I mean, it's feeling, we'll feel a sense of guilt, and I totally relate to Sean on that, but then I almost look at how my parents would feel. You know, I mean, yeah, maybe they may get to the age where they can't communicate that completely, but I think the feeling they would have is they'd feel guilty for making their kid or having their kid feel as if they need to stay with them, especially if they had grandkids, you know? So, you know, it's almost, where does the guilt?
Where does it go? It's a fun topic. It's one that we can always debate. Let's go to, you want to go to Sapna, San Ramon. Sapna, how are you? Welcome to Lunch with Ricky in the Morning.
Good morning, Ricky. I'm good. Doing great.
Thank you.
Yeah, listening to Deepa and Sean, I totally agree with them, whatever they are saying. You know, and absolutely, yes, I see taking care of my parents if I have to, if I need to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let me put it this way, in a very short way. When we were little, our parents took care of us because we needed them. When they grow old, they need us. Then why do we look for other places to, you know, like old homes and stuff? You know,
so do your parents live with you right now, Sapna?
No, they are back at home in India with my brothers.
So in 10 years, let's say your brother can't take care of her, of your parents, will they come move with you?
Yes, absolutely.
They will. And that was my question, and I appreciate that honest response. And thank you for the call, Sapna. Yeah, I no one is arguing that we should take care. No one is arguing that, at least not on this show. And I'm by no means am I claiming that. Absolutely. Absolutely, it's our responsibility. Absolutely, my question to you: let's be more honest. Will they be living with you? And it's both sides. It's both sides. I haven't had a conversation with my parents. I don't know if you. Yeah, that's a conversation I don't. I mean, I want to have 20 years from now.
Well, we have.
I'm living with them right now.
Yeah, so let's not change that. Again. We haven't really had the conversation. I just insisted on what was going to happen.
Yeah,
you know, straight up. I said, I'll take care of you guys, and if I have to buy a bigger house to take care of you guys, by all means, I'm buying a mansion. You know, I mean, my parents are with me. They ain't going nowhere.
But see, and that's something we'd always say in theory. Right, and you always as a kid, I'm going to buy a big house, and you're going to live there.
No, in
live
theory,
there.
Absolutely.
When push comes to shove, and let's say reality doesn't work out that way, when that DeSantis job is yours, doesn't allow for that mansion right off the bat, then what happens? No, I'm being serious, right?
That's a good point.
And that's the question. I'm not putting you on the spot, but it's just that's a practical question that I think all of us need to start answering. 1-855-772-8278. I should give the caller numbers more. 1-855-772-8278. Drop us a line also at Ricky at RadioFundu.com. Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Cookie Livermore. How are you, Cookie?
I'm good.
Wow.
How are you?
Good. Sorry, Cookie. You have some background noise, but we'll keep you on.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. So I just want to tell people, everybody's feeling guilty just sending their kids or sending their parents, you know, to homes or assisted living or anything. But the first thing, they shouldn't feel guilty. How about they are taking care of at home? Mm-hmm. That is important, because the husband is working and the wife is working, kids are busy in college, and your parents are left alone whole day, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what is the fun? Don't you think that they will be whole day alone? Only thing, they're watching TV, they're listening to Indian music, and whatever food you made in the morning, and that's it. They have not seen you whole day.
So, Cookie, let me ask you.
Another thing, like, which generation parents are here? Are you the first generation, and you're bringing your old parents here? That matters a lot, because mm-hmm. they don't want to leave the house. They want to see you. But what time you're coming home? 8 o'clock? 9 o'clock? You're already having a traveling job. You don't see them for 1 week. So that's entirely different. You allow them to eat frozen food or either something else. So for that matter, if your parents are educated and you are telling them, okay, so-and-so place is there, it's the same like club, and you can have your friends. So if they agree, I don't mind sending them. But second thing, how much time you're spending with your parents every day? Are you spending 2 hours a day? So you should go and visit them every day, 2 hours, and give them a blessed time. And then how much safe they are at home? Because I'm in medical profession. I've seen the parents, either they are Indian or American or any other culture, they fall at home and they come. Then you go for parent abuse and all these things.
Yeah.
So you have to make sure how much safe they are at home. That is very important.
Yeah. No, you know, Cookie, and Cookie.
And all, you can cover up. You go and see them every day.
Cookie, yeah, great point. Cookie, I got to let me talk for just a quick second. I appreciate you bringing up this other side of the coin, and I was hoping someone would. And it's a great way to go into break. And thank you for the call, Cookie. Is at the end, how pending if the accommodations they're staying in? Deepa brought up that, like, look, they're not always great. So it's such a interesting dilemma. I get it, but if they are good accommodations, if you're not able to take care of your parents,
right? That is important. If you're not able to take care of your parents at home, your wife is working, you're working, your kids are in college,
sure,
and they're already total Americanized. Some kids have seen them; they don't even spend time with grandparents.
You bet.
You know how?
Perfect. So, and
how much they're happy, how much they're safe, and you know, leaving them in safe or either home, it's the same thing leaving them in India. So
you bet.
The brothers and sisters, everybody there, and they are alone at home. They don't want to leave that culture and atmosphere.
All right, Deepa, thank you so much for that call there. Deepa brings up a point, and we're going to go down to break the other side of the coin. Maybe how well can you take care of her? All right, we got a couple people on hold. Stay on hold. We appreciate you guys staying on hold. 1-855-772-8278. If you got a view on this, will your parents be living with you as they grow older?
You're having Lunch with Ricky in the morning. Join us at facebook.com/lunchwithricky.
Make travel and vacation fun with Gotcha Travels. Gotcha Travels can help you book cruises to Alaska, Hawaii, Mexico, Caribbean, Bahamas, Europe, river cruises, and fun-filled Disney cruises and resorts. They also book tours to Europe and definitely to India. Great discounts available on vacation packages and group tours and cruises. Contact Gotcha at 1-800-742-3591, 1-800-742-3591, or visit gotcha.com, GOTYAA.com. Gotcha makes travel fun.
Are you looking for a job? How about job training or placement assistance? Are you looking for an e-verified company or for green card or H-1B filings and transfers? Scopus Consulting Group is your answer to all of these questions. Scopus Consulting Group is an IT solutions company that provides training and project placement across the U.S. We provide training in Microsoft SharePoint, Oracle DBA and applications, Cisco networking, storage area networking, and for hardware like VLSI or ASIC. Reach us at 408-400-0102. That's 408-400-0102. Or visit our website at www.scopusgroup.com.
For effective treatment of diseases like allergies, sinus, headaches, skin disorder, acne, PMS, acidity, contact homeopathic consultant Harminder Singh of Homeopathic Wives. Where conventional medicines fail, homeopathic is often the best option. Homeopathic Wives is located at 940 East El Camino Rio in Sunnyvale. You can contact Harminder Singh at 408-737-7100. That is again, 408-737-7100.
Now listen to Harminder Singh every Thursday between 10:30 and 11.
अरे यार, तुमने अपने parents के लिए insurance कहाँ से करवाई? मेरे parents next month आ रहे हैं. मुझे अभी से research करनी पड़ेगी.
Research करने की क्या ज़रूरत है? Just go to visitorscoverage.com and boom, you can compare plans, pick the best one and apply online. It's that simple.
Search. ऐसी कोई वेबसाइट है क्या?
Absolutely. Visitorscoverage.com is the best website for visitors insurance. Visitorscoverage.com, the best place to buy visitors insurance.
I'm so happy we're moving back to India, but there's so much stuff we need to ship.
Don't stress. I've already found the perfect solution. It's called Universal Relocations. Customs clearance is taken care of and they ship right to our door.
Are they reliable though?
Yes, honey. They have tracking and insurance, and I've already looked at their website, www.unirelo.com, and the prices are great.
Call Unirelocation at 1-855-UNIRELO. 1-855-864-7356. That is again 1-855-864-7536 or visit their website at www.unirelo.com.
आप सुन रहे हैं Radio Fundu. For advertising, call us at 408-476-6118. 408-476-6118.
This week's wellness tip has been brought to you by Spa Dara, a wellness and Ayurvedic spa in Fremont, California. Spa Dara provides facials, massages, threading, hypotherapy, waxing, yoga, and a full suite of Ayurveda services. You can reach Spa Dara at 510-256-5001 or at spadara.com. This week's tip is on arthritis. Here's what you got to do. Drink 1 cup of ginger tea with 2 teaspoons of castor oil added. Castor oil contains natural precursors of steroids, which can help heal the inflammatory conditions of arthritis. Take this tea before going to bed. Expect some laxative effect from this castor oil. Again, this trip isn't brought to you by Spa Dara in Fremont. You can visit them for Ayurvedic therapies, massages, and facials. They have a full suite of a wellness center with several Ayurvedic doctors that can help you with chronic pain, women's health issues, weight loss, insomnia, and more. During the month of June, Spa Dara has many specials for grads and dads and for all you ladies out there who have several summer promotions. Call them again at 256-5001 with a 510 area code or visit them at spadara.com.
Hi, it's Shekhar Kapoor. You're having lunch with Ricky, and Ricky, I have to tell you, there's no way in the world you're ever going to get cast in my movie. And Ricky, you have to pay me for this. You know that.
Now back to Lunch with Ricky in the Morning. Join us at facebook.com/lunchwithricky.
Indeed, join us on Facebook. We got a poll up there. We want to hear you guys talking. The question I have to you right now is, as your parents grow older, will they be living with you? It's hit a nerve because lines are lit. There's still a couple of lines open. We can sneak you guys in. 1-855-772-8278. 1-855-772-8278. Or drop us a line at ricky@radiofundu.com. Let's go back to the lines. Back to the lines. Again, a hot topic. What will you do if your parents grow older? Are they going to be living with you? I don't know. This is a question that I posed to you because there's flips. Everyone's already posed a different side of the argument. Yeah, they will. It's my responsibility as a son or daughter. But no, wait a minute. I don't know if I'll be able to take care of them. I don't know if I have the time. I travel a lot. Other side, if I put them in one of these homes, these communities, I don't know how they're going to get treated. I don't know. All right, let's go back to the lines. Now you wanted to go to a new. Let's go to. All right, a friend of the program, Renu. Hi, Renu. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good.
Do you realize your topic has created a lot of fungus?
I know.
The husbands that are going to call in today saying they were going to bring their mommies and daddies over here, what they are going to be throwing on their them when they get home.
And they're going to blame Ricky, huh? They're going to blame Ricky. This is good. Usually, Rainu, I get a message from you after my show. I got you calling today. So this is a topic that I know is hitting.
Right. Okay, so basically, this is my two cents.
Sure.
My parents live in Kenya. I wouldn't bring them here. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you why. I see my parents have a great life. You know, they have servants in Kenya. They live on the beach. Why on earth would they want to come and spend their retired years sitting cooped up in a house here while I'm at work watching, you know, Pavitra Rishta on TV? I mean, this is not a lifestyle. Mm-hmm. You want to give them a good lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And I see this, and the reason why I wouldn't bring my parents here is I see this happening. I see so many families bringing their parents over here and then using them as substitutes for babysitters and cooks.
That's a good point.
And I think that's the most appalling thing you can do to your old parents.
I was waiting for someone to bring up that point because that's terrible, isn't it? I mean, at the end of the day, just say that you've got indentured servants. I mean, oh, yeah, no, I'm taking care of my parents. Hell no. You wanted to be, exactly.
No, and I And, you know, recently I'll tell you one thing. The prime example of this is I had a function at home and somebody brought their parents, and they had the parents sit upstairs looking after the baby as they just sat downstairs and danced away for 6 hours and forgot even that their mom was upstairs.
Yeah.
So, you know, I see this every day, and, you know, for me, is unless you're going to be there with your parents really looking after them and entertaining them, the best way to look after them is support them, you know, which is basically financial support. Send your kids to visit them, but give them the continued lifestyle that they deserve instead of bringing them here cooped up in a house.
But let me ask you, Raina, when you're bringing up your parents and you're sitting there in Kenya, and what happens when perhaps they're going to start needing a little more assistance? Hey, going to the market, going to the store, and they won't be able to do that on their own as much anymore. They're going to need someone to drive them. Okay, let's not use your parents as an example, but if someone is in your situation.
No, I use my parents. Mm-hmm. No problem, because that's the situation they're in. Mm-hmm. We have a driver. They've continued to have the lifestyle that they have. They have a driver, they have a chef, they have everything, and at least they're with their friends. Because like my dad says, you know, he comes in, he says, you know, you go to work, this is your lifestyle. I don't want to be sitting at home relying on you to drive me around.
Yeah.
You know, and what's the best drive? Go to Costco and go shopping?
Yeah.
So, you know, for them, they're having a great lifestyle. My dad goes bowling, he has a driver to take him everywhere, and we spread his time out equally between the three kids where he comes and spends time and visits with us. But he has a great lifestyle, and he says the last thing he would ever want to do is come here and stay cooped up, mm-hmm. you know, in a house and have mom making rotis for me while I'm at work for 12 hours a day.
Yeah. Renu, as always, thank you. You're on air in a bit, huh? 45 minutes?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Yeah. And don't worry, there's no...
Acne topic today, not hair. Okay? So I love your show. It's my turn to I'll ping you back now. That's
you know, Ricky, when you get married, you'll be listening to my laser shows. Trust me.
I won't, but I'll have someone listening. I'll tell you that.
All right, you're a great show. I really love listening.
Thank you, Renu. Appreciate it.
Okay.
See you in a bit. Good stuff. No, and then Renu brought up a great point. And I wanted someone to say that. Look, let's be honest. You see so many parents here, and they're walking their grandkids around. Just say you wanted a double income, you wanted to keep your job, you wanted your husband to keep working, or you want your wife to keep working, and you didn't want to hire a babysitter or daycare. That's a lot of money. Guess what? Let's call mom and dad here. Cool. It's a double effects, but then really, how far does that go, and how well are the parents taken care of? 1-855-772-8278. 1-855-772-8278. Let's go back to the lines. Go to Bonnie in Fremont. How are you, Bonnie?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Let me say this first. Lunch is hot.
Yeah, it is. We try to keep it hot.
Like, that's a good thing. So thank you for bringing such an important topic for discussion. Mm-hmm. So from my case, I'm the only child to my parents, and they're back in India and I'm out here. But my mom and dad, being the super independent people that they always will be, decided that they would like to live on their own at home and make their own arrangements. But under only one condition, that me and the grandkids visit them every summer. And that's what I've been doing for the past 10 years. And it's been working out just fine, because I go and spend a month and a half and focus exclusively on them, and they really love that.
Where do they live, Bonnie?
They live in India.
They live in India. So and so you're able to pull that balance off pretty well, it seems.
Say that?
I said you've been able to balance this pretty well, it appears.
Yeah, and you know what? I mean, I don't like taking decisions for them, because I still feel they are my parents.
Mm-hmm.
And they are comfortable with that the time that I spend in India with them, pretty much every summer I spend exclusively with them. We do our family things. We hang out, and, you know, they cherish that time.
So, Bonnie, you have a very unique background, and if I can probe you a little bit, and if I'm pressing too much, tell me you're not comfortable answering, but you mentioned you're the only daughter, correct?
Yes, I'm the only child.
You're the only child. You're the only child. And sorry, that's what I meant. Let's say, hypothetical situation, they didn't want to come here. Would your husband be okay having your parents come?
Absolutely. My mom has visited me a few times. My dad is strict against crossing the seas and coming over here. It's his thing. So, but as of now, they are just comfortable staying where they are. I mean, of course, both sets of parents are very much welcome at our place, and we are very much welcome to spend the summers with them.
Mm-hmm.
So we are very lucky indeed that our parents have taken this decision upon themselves to plan this future. And I know this is a very unique case, but we are extremely lucky in that sense.
Yeah.
So I used to feel a little guilty when I came here initially,
But now, looking at the foresight my parents and my in-laws have, I really, really appreciate them. I take this opportunity to thank them. So that way, everybody, when we go back in summer, we just have such a fun time.
That's great.
I miss for the rest of the year.
You get to thank them, and let me thank you, Bonnie, for calling and for your perspectives. I appreciate it. Bronnie, I don't want to go to break on that note. It's, yeah. It appears now that the tide has turned a little bit. Maybe give our parents some space. Maybe they want to be on their own. That's interesting. Just within an hour, the conversation's turned. The first segment, it was very much, no, we're going to keep them. We're going to keep them. And the second segment turned around, no, we're going to give them some space. Renu and Bonnie brought up an interesting point. We had the LWR Tribune planned again. But again, I think we're going to go back to this because now it's segment three. It's I want to bring a little more closure to this argument. So if you have a view, drop us a line. We got a couple of you on hold. We got a couple lines free. We'll be a little bang bang after the break, but we're going to get everyone on 1-855-772-8278. 1-855-772-8278. Sanjay, Bonnie, Prakash, keep on hold. We're going to get you right on the other side of the break. 1-855-772-8278. When they grow older, will your parents be living with you?
You're having lunch with Ricky in the morning. Join us at facebook.com/lunchwithricky.
Hi, I'm Adina. I also go by sis, hun, and mom. I'm always on the go. Go to the gym, go to work, go to the market. And a lot of those things I go get have to then go to my son at college. I don't mind going to the store, but all that packing and shipping, please.
I'm Steve from the UPS store, and I'm trained to help people like Adina. Bring us what you need to ship, and we'll pack it, box it, ship it, and track it. That's four things you can cross off your to-do list right there.
Thanks to logistics, I now have free time. It's kind of strange.
Go-getters love logistics. That's why they trust the certified packing experts at the UPS store. To find a location and discover how logistics can help you, visit theupsstore.com. Services, prices, and hours vary by location. See center for details.
Dreaming of owning a home in India? The time has now come to fulfill your lifelong dream with Citibank India Home Loans. Citibank offers NRIs like you the comfort of applying for a home without leaving US. They offer loans up to 7.5 crores, loans up to 80% of the property value, flexible repayment tenures up to 20 years. Call their dedicated relationship manager Dipesh Basu at 408-975-2785. 408-975-2785.
Are you looking for a job placement in the field of IT? If yes, then you need to contact Canvas Infotech Incorporated. Canvas Infotech offers courses tailored to the needs of professionals from the tech savvy to the tech illiterate. They guarantee placement in business analysis, project management, quality assurance, .NET, Oracle, and Java. They file H-1B visas and green cards too. Contact them today, 510-342-5663. 510-342-5663 or go online at canvasinfotech.com.
Mention this radio ad and get $100 off their professional classes.
Enter into an exciting contest by Spadhara on Radio Fundu's website, www.radiofundu.com. Winner will be announced on May 30th, 2011 and will win a $200 gift certificate from Spadhara.
Aap sun rahe hain Radio Fundu. For advertising, call us at 408-476-6118. 408-476-6118.
And now back to lunch with Ricky in the morning. Add him as a friend at facebook.com/lunchwithricky.
Or become a fan.
Or become a fan.
You know, become a fan.
Do you have more friends or fans?
I don't have too many of either. All right, we're gonna try to last segment of the show. We're gonna wrap this sucker up. The question to you is: will your parents be living with you as they grow older? Speaking of Facebook, we got a bunch of pings here. There's a couple I want to give right now. Sheena writes, "Yes, I'll take care of my parents. I owe them." Okay. Manpreet writes, "My parents have their own lives. We tried it out for a bit and didn't work out." And she goes off and gives a little personal story, which we'll save off air. But yeah, it was an experiment. Tried, didn't work. Interesting. Vidu writes, "Yes, my parents will be living with me. Would love to give my kids the opportunity to know their grandparents and learn from them." That's
a good one, huh?
I think the biggest reason for that is your parents get to see your kids get to see their grandparents. You get to learn about the culture. We talked about it last week. How cool is that? How neat is that? My grandparents never lived with me because they're in India, and my parents luckily have brothers and sisters who could take care of them. But yeah, you could see it always in my parents' eyes that they want to be. So they visited, and you know that, but their home is there. And so it's you do the best you can as kids, and I think that's what everyone is saying. But let's bring this to a wrap here as we go. And again, if you got a view, drop us a line at Facebook. Both sides of the coin we've heard, and it's been a great engaging conversation. Let's go to a frequent caller to the program, Sanjay in San Jose. Hey, Sanjay, how are you?
Yeah, fine. How are you doing, Ricky?
I'm good. How are you?
Okay, I'm fine.
Okay.
So I do not have a preference either way, mm-hmm. but I'd like to share my observation.
Sure.
Because this thing cannot be predicted. One size does not fit all, and mm-hmm. the decision should depend on the senior's medical needs, ability, and mental makeup.
Mm-hmm.
And what is important is being able to provide the best quality of life for the senior, either at home or outside, taking into account various factors, among which are ability to provide care, desire for independence, bonding with the family, parental expectations.
So let me ask you this. I didn't mean to cut you off, Sanjay. We do got a couple of callers, but I want to ask you one thing. We haven't heard the perspective of an actual parent. So let me ask you this. Let me change the question a little bit. As a parent, would you want to live with your kids as you grow a little bit? You're only going to grow younger. But down the road, let's say in 10, 15 years, would you want to live with your kids?
And I would not want to live with my kids, and I can tell you why. Mm-hmm. Because I've observed other seniors going through certain situations. And I've seen it with parents living with the children, what can happen.
Mm-hmm.
They're left alone in a room while kids are out at work. They feel obligated to children. They're withdrawn and withdraw from any interaction. Ask permission for small purchases, made to babysit and do household chores. Mm-hmm. And there's givers and undue influence on them for inheritance, and there's confiscation of current income, either from public or private sources.
Sure. Sanjay, thank you for the call, and as always, astute comments. Yeah, there you go. Wanted a little bit of space, and that's fair. All right, let's wrap it up. Crossing the finish line with Anju in Alameda. Anju, how are you? Welcome to Lunch with Ricky. You have the distinct pleasure of giving the final say. Well, second final say behind me.
Well, I agree with Sanjay. It's no one, you know, it's not one size if it's all. But here's my question, actually. I think it all makes sense when your parents are capable and they're independent to give them space. But what happens when, say, there's one parent left or
yep.
you know, like Sanjay said, there's health condition. That's
yep.
when it gets complicated. And
you
I
bet.
Think that's where a lot of adjustment has to be made. And you can't expect parents to... Well, yeah, there's some adjustment on their side, but you cannot expect them to adjust to you. You know,
yeah,
they're older.
Great
they're
point.
Older. They're, you know, and so as kids, as children, we have to make a lot of adjustments.
Yeah, and
you
bring
they
up a,
did when we were younger. They woke up all night to take care of us.
And at the end of the day, see, parents are always going to be parents, right? No matter if they're older or younger, they're in your. Let's say they're living with you. They're still your parents, and that's what they're
Absolutely.
Used to. Absolutely. That's what they're used to. For them, it's a lifestyle. It's a complete adjustment of how you're living, and it's a very very fair point you brought up, Anju. And I want to thank you for the call, and indeed a well said and worthy of the last call of the evening or of the morning. It's already evening for me. Is yeah, I mean, parents are adjusting their lifestyle, and again, the question I posed in the beginning, and I'm glad the audience and you were able to capture it was yes, that no one is saying you shouldn't. But how practical is it? I've been saying since I was a kid, I'm going to have a mansion. We're all going to live together. I maintain. And, you know, I'm lucky as a host. I get to ask the questions. No one asks me questions back. And I'm always, you know, Ricky, what do you think? And what, you know, I can go off and I get to write this on a blog. But it's our responsibility to take care of my parents. And I'd want to. And I think, Anju, you think the same. And
yep.
Yeah. And we'll see. We'll see what happens. But it's a fun topic. You know, it's one that we've always talked about. And as we're growing older or as our parents growing older, it's one that, you know, I find myself talking a lot about. So, again, thank you all for the calls and the emails. I'll be honest. If you don't get our mailer, drop us a line. We'll get you on our mailing list. I put it in the mailer. This was going to be a topic that I didn't know was going to hit. We were going to do it, but I didn't know how many calls were going to come and how fruitful of a conversation we're going to have because people may be scared. But you guys delivered, and you guys are fantastic. There are a couple I put in the category of winners who I want to give the gift packs to. Sean, Cookie, and Bonnie. Bonnie was the only child. Cookie was, hey, we shouldn't be as we shouldn't feel that guilt. And Sean, who kicked it off, having the dilemma. And I appreciate your honest and candid thoughts. Drop me a line, Ricky@RadioFundu.com, and we'll get you those gift packs. Woo! Hot, hot show.
We're sweating.
We'll keep this discussion going next week. Next week, let's switch gears a little bit. Let's go back to the business world. I want to ask you, being South Asian, do you feel a little bit different? And do you feel it's a little harder to succeed in the corporate world? We've talked a little bit about work and business, but we've never actually dealt with this full on. So that's next week. We're going to keep the hot stove going. Mom, Dad, MJ, Chum, thank you for listening. DJ Anu.
Yeah, yay.
Well done. To the listeners, to the callers, thank you. Keep this discussion going. We love it. Till next week, remember, if you want a revolution, the only solution, evolve. Till next week. होंठों पे जिसके कोई तो गीत है वो हाँ।